BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Six truck drivers suspected of transporting stolen coal will line up in a northern KZN court today. They were arrested in Pongola on Saturday. KZN police say the suspects were in the process of transporting coal from Mpumalanga to an unknown destination believed to be in Richards Bay. SAPS spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says they believe the coal was taken from Imalahleni. The trucks were stopped and searched on the N2.
The trucks were intercepted, and upon searching, police found that all six trucks were carrying suspected stolen coal as uncovered through intelligence. All six truck drivers were duly arrested.
A man's been killed during a suspected robbery in Phoenix, north of Durban. Paramedics were called to Clay Manor this morning, where they found the victim lying on the road with stab wounds. KZN VIP's Gareth Naidu says it's believed the man was on his way to work when he was attacked by two suspects.
The suspects then stabbed the victim before making off with an undisclosed amount of valuables. The victim showed no signs of life and was declared deceased.
And exam quality assurer Uma Lucy has put its stamp of approval on the 2024 National Senior Certificate Examination results. The announcement comes just hours before Basic Education Minister Sibiwe Hwa Hube is set to release the results tonight. Both IEB and NSC learners will be able to access their individual exam results tomorrow. Chairperson of Umalusi's council, Professor Yunus Balim, says there were no detected leaks of any exam papers.
And I think I'm correct to say this is the fourth year in a row. No other irregularities that could compromise the overall credibility, integrity of the examination. We are very grateful to all examining bodies and related role players for tightening up the entire value chain, including the work done by the State Security Agency in relation to the places where question papers are printed, packaged and stored.
And abroad, an Israeli foreign minister claims progress is being made on a potential ceasefire hostage deal with Hamas in Gaza. World leaders have been trying to reach a peaceful resolution since 2023's October 7th attacks. Officials claim a final draft of an agreement has been delivered to both sides. Israel claims it's not yet received one. Gideon Saar says work still needs to be done.
It looks much better than previously, and I hope within a short time we will see things happening, but it is still to be proved.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Your top story this hour: six truck drivers suspected of transporting stolen coal will line up in a northern KZN court today. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.